The following is the President's speech at Colton, California, Friday, September 24th, 1948.
The President of the United States of America, Harry S. Truman. Congressman Shepherd and fellow Democrats. I certainly do appreciate this most cordial welcome to Colton. It's wonderful. I don't see where the people all come from. In San Diego this morning, it's at 8:30 by standard time, 9:30 California time. There were 25,000 people out in the ballpark. There must have been 50,000 people on the street besides that. I never saw anything like it now that early in the morning. That's been the sort of reception we've been receiving all over the state. So I know you're interested. I know you're interested in how the president stands and what he stands for. And in words of one syllable, I've been telling the people of California just where I stand. And I think they understand that. The basic issue in this campaign is simple as can be. It's the special interest against the people. The special interest against the people. And that was conclusively proved by the idiot Republican do-nothing Congress, which he just finished with, thank God. Long time ago, I'm told, this town had a fight between the special interests and the people, and they organized a freight train of their own, and ran mule teams in competition with the railroad until the freight rates came down to a reasonable rate. Now, we're up against that same thing all across the board now in this campaign. I explained to the farmers in Iowa and to the whole nation that their interests are being jeopardized by the policies of the Republican Congress. And that's only a sample of what they can expect to get if the Republicans get complete control of the Congress. You know what they did to your irrigation and reclamation and water projects in this great state? They would have sabotaged every single one of them if it hadn't been for such fellows as this and for the President of the United States. I can say that conclusively, and he'll back up every word I say. The Republicans are just simply tools of big business. They believe that there is a top center in the country that ought to run the government and that ought to profit from the government. That's not the Democratic belief at all. We believe that there ought to be a fair distribution of the wealth so that the farmer gets his part of the income. The laboring man gets his part, the small businessman gets his part, and then the distribution is as it should be. Now, we've got an income last year of $217 billion, the greatest in the history of the world, or any country. And that income has been equitably distributed. The farmer's got the greatest income he ever had. Labor's got the greatest income he ever had, and business has done better than it's ever done in the history of the country. Now, why do you want to throw that out the window? You have a good chance to do it. If you don't go to the polls and vote, let the birds know where you stand. They'll tear you apart. I can prove that they have it in mind to sabotage the farm program. Mr. Chesson gave out an interview in Albany, the capital of New York. And in that interview, he made it perfectly plain that they expect to do away with the farm support prices. And the Wall Street Journal commented on that interview after our Secretary of Agriculture had explained to the people just what Mr. Chesson meant. And here's what the Wall Street Journal said. Now, the Wall Street Journal is not a Democratic paper, and it's not for any Democrat. And here's a little column called Progress of the Week. An editorial appraisal, here's what it said. Nevertheless, the whole import of Mr. Sasson's press conference at Albany was just what Secretary Brannon said it was. That's the Democratic Secretary of Agriculture. In essence, an attack on the price support system. Mr. Sasson is, in fact, proposing a far-reaching reform of the farm price support policy, or he doesn't make sense. That's one or the other. Either he's double-talking and doesn't make sense, or he wants the whole thing revised, and if he does that, where will the farmer be? They compromise the Commodity Credit Corporation so they can hardly meet the support program when it comes around. They fix it so the Commodity Credit Corporation cannot rent storage space and cannot provide storage space. As a joker, they slipped it in an appropriation bill. They've tried to legislate altogether through appropriation bill. We cut the throat of the whole reclamation project. And instead of Republican out here to look over the situation, and the Republicans out here gave him so much hell, he went back and they put my program on. Now, I want you to use good judgment. I want you to use good judgment. And I'm sure you will. You vote the polls on November the 2nd. And take no chances. Just vote the Democratic ticket straight. And then you won't have anything to worry about. We'll have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president. And I won't be troubled by this terrible housing shortage, so I can stay in the White House for another 4 years. How'd you like to meet my wife and daughter? Well, I'll present Miss Truman first. My daughter Margaret. Thank you.